Right, I'm gonna do a bit on Audioboo this afternoon, seeing as I've set up the account a good time ago, but only recently just started following a few people. I think the likes of Paul O'Mahony, Top Gold, Simon Coveney, now that the election has started in earnest, the Labour Party are on as well, and I see David Norris for president as an account, even though they haven't done very much with it at the moment. So I've just started listening to a good bit of them lately, and for whatever reason, keep going back and checking to see if there's new ones. So that must be a good sign that whatever they're doing, or whatever the whole audiobook thing is, must attract me, that I keep going back looking for more bits and pieces and looking around the website to see if there's anything there that interests me. Not sure exactly what I can bring to it, but sure. At least it gives the people a bit of an insight into me, I suppose. And that's, if I find that interesting in other people, maybe I'm just a bit of a nosy bitch, I suppose, but maybe other people are on it for the same reason, just to see what other people are doing throughout the day, or what plans they have, or the thoughts they have on whatever's happening. So I will be following a good bit of stuff over the next few weeks of the election. I see the Irish Times has done a good bit in the last couple of days on their website, and they've put up a good few podcasts, which they've also put on Audioboo, which are quite easy to get to access from my point of view. So I'm not working today, working tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, so I'm going to take it easy today. Do a bit on the internet, just check out what sport is on over the weekend. Big sports fan, so even though I won't be able to watch much of it, I'm going to check out, I think I'm going to have a look at the Hennessy Gold Cup at Leopardstown on Sunday, see if there's anything that I'd fancy a little wager on in that. The Six Nations starts as well tomorrow. I think the Wales and England game tomorrow night in Cardiff will be a great game. I honestly think England are beginning to come good after Martin Johnson's settled down in the job. So I would fancy England to beat Wales, even though it is in Wales. Other than that, I'm looking at a good bit of stuff on the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is on Sunday evening, Monday morning, between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers. I would, even though I would watch any sport that's on the television at any one time, I think the NFL, American football, would be my favorite. It's what I would spend most time looking at on the internet. So, I can't wait to stay up until 4:30 in the morning and watch that. I've taken Monday off work, so at least I can sleep in on the Monday morning. Other than that, I've taken the car to the garage this morning, thinking that it might need a small bit of a tweak or a spark plug or something small to be done to it, to be told that the clutch is the main problem. So that wasn't great news to start off the day today. Then struggled to get home after that, seeing as I suppose the recommendation basically is to either spend the best part of 700 or 800 euro getting a new clutch put into a 10-year-old car, or take whatever couple of bob you can get for it as scrap and fork out on a new or second hand car to keep me going. So I would say it's bye bye to the old car, and as well as looking at the sport that's coming up over the weekend, I'm going to have a look at some cars that are available on the internet. At the moment, I'm after finding a lovely Range Rover and a nice Bentley, but they're a long way out of my price range, so I think I need to settle down and concentrate on what I can actually go for. But it's nice to look at the fancy cars anyway. That's pretty much it. Gonna relax for the rest of the day, before work at the weekend, and check back in soon.